to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Corey, the Fantasy Executive Parson, Matt Wall Street Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Week 13 is upon us. It has already begun. Josh Doxson, Dez Bryant, doing their thing on Thursday night. Now, we give you the final preparations, the final calls for Sunday. Corey, what's happening?
What's going on? Here we go. Ready to rock and roll the finale, the grand finale of the regular season of fantasy football. So, we got to make sure that we get these lineup decisions right today. So, we're going to be doing it all day today right here on FNTSY Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be doing it all weekend on FNTSY Radio, taking you all the way up to kickoff. Any kind of needs you got, we got you covered in. Listen, we're trying to get in just as well as you're trying to get in certain spots. We're trying to chase down regular season money like you're trying to chase down regular season money. What I can guarantee you is that whatever we're telling you to do this weekend, we'll be doing the same thing in our own teams.
Absolutely, Matt.
Yeah, it's time to kick down doors, build up bank accounts. You know, I am just pumped. I am ready. It's been a stressful week. I kind of feel in a good place after last night. Not too high, not too low. But it is time. It has come. This is what we've all summer long, all season long, comes down to week 13.
It comes down to week 13. That comes down to right now. Very, very tantalizing stuff here on Sunday. And if you have Adrian Peterson, he returned to practice yesterday. He's going to be fine. He'll be ready to go. But the question becomes, I spoke about this on Thursday's episode of the show, Jamal Williams, because Aaron Jones practiced again both Wednesday, Thursday, on Friday. I think he's going to practice too. They said they're going to make a decision Friday or Saturday. I understand a lot of Jamal Williams love out there, but I think you got to be concerned about Aaron Jones.
I'm still going to play Jamal Williams if my roster construction dictates that. I'm not the biggest Jamal Williams guy right now. I know he had that 30 points last week. But if you look at the last 3 weeks, it's pretty much you're going to get 20 rushes and about 60 yards. So you need him to score touchdowns. So without the touchdown, he had that great pass play. That was a great call. It was set up perfect, man-to-man coverage. He outran the defense. I would play him, but it depends upon my options.
Would you play Adrian Peterson this week?
Over.
Hold on, I have it right here. Would you play Adrian Peterson over Kenyon Drake this week?
No, I'm playing Kenyon Drake.
Against Denver?
Against Denver.
Okay.
Denver doesn't scare me no more.
Denver don't scare me neither, but...
But I knew there was a butt coming.
Look, Adrian Peterson has a better chance of getting in the end zone.
That's true, too.
Dolphins don't score rushing touchdowns. I mean, Kenyon Drake did catch a receiving touchdown this week. The backfield is all his. I just know Peterson's going to get like 25 carries. You know, that 20 to 25 is baked in for him.
So there you go. So he's taking Adrian Peterson over Kenyon Drake, it seems.
That's cool.
That's fair.
It's really close. It's really close.
This is what we have. You make the call, including your telephone calls, when we come back at 844-843-6879. I have a bunch of these that we want to get into. And they're decisions that, as Corey said, we have, you have. You make the call, they'll make the call, and we're going to have a great time doing it. It's Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
With you, Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. All right, Matt, Corey, gentlemen, you make the call. Let's do it. You make the call this week. Corey Parson, Stephon Diggs versus Robbie Anderson. You gotta start one of them.
Robbie Anderson.
Robbie.
I'm doing the chat. Robbie.
You're saying Stephon Diggs.
But I'm going Stephon Diggs. I just like chanting, you know.
Yeah, I haven't liked chanting. Chanting is cool. It's fun. All right, why Robbie? Why Stephon?
I just look at what Robbie Anderson is doing. Definitely becoming a big piece of that offense, a big play guy. I mean, he's a fearless young wide receiver playing very good football right now at the top of his game. He is the one, and he's going up against the Kansas City Chiefs defense, which can be had.
Why Stephon Diggs over Robbie Anderson?
I'm just going to go with the talent here. I think Stephon Diggs is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. I know, you know, he got injured, he missed it, but the snap percentage has gone up. The health has come back. Trufant has a concussion, most likely not playing. So I think this is a Diggs weekend. I need Diggs. I'm going to ride or die.
But this is all true. Yes, Stephon Diggs, uber talented. Playing every snap now, basically, on the other side of Adam Thielen. But I just go back to this Corey Davis theory that, all right, the numbers line up, and even Josh Doctson in a way, like, all right, he's playing all these snaps, that's awesome, he's on the field every play, that's great, he makes some plays, it's true. But for the last 5 weeks, Robbie Anderson has scored a touchdown. For the last 5 weeks, he has become Josh McCown's go-to guy. He always finds a way to get in the end zone with Stephon Diggs, and we know this, no one's saying it's not true, that Adam Thielen has become the Case Keenum guy. Wouldn't you want the guy that is the number one guy in this offense rather than Stephon Diggs?
I think this is a really good offense. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, higher than maybe we project because of the Vikings' defense. And look, I'm not going with Anderson here. I know it's the Chiefs' defense. I think the Chiefs this week really have to come up to play. This is a team, backs against the wall. They've looked awful. They looked awful on you know, pretty much all around. You know, there's plenty of blame to go around for this team, but I do think the Chiefs get the win. I think the Chiefs pretty much dominate this game.
So you just expect total domination here.
I expect a double-digit win. I expect like a 10-point win here.
All right. You're sticking with Robbie Anderson.
I'm rolling with Robbo.
Robbo. We're calling him Robbo now.
Robbo.
Okay. Bravo.
RoboCop.
Bravo. Marquise Lee versus Corey Coleman. You make the call.
I really like Corey Coleman, but I'm going Marquise Lee. Look, last week he had Patrick Peterson. We all know what happens when you get Peterson on you. This week he has the Colts secondary, to who they lose. Melvin, he was the only guy who was playing good there. I really like Jacksonville on every level in this game. I don't see how you don't. They're pretty much in every turnover point differential. They're like top four. There's just too much to like here. Marquise Lee gets too many targets to avoid.
Yeah, what Matt's saying is true. Marquise Lee is just, he's a target monster. And you don't have to worry about Peterson on him this week. I mean, you just look at the three games before Peterson. I mean, the guy had games with targets of 12, 11, and 9. Not many wide receivers in the NFL are putting up targets like that.
You know, you always go with volume. I'm always going to be the volume guy in fantasy sports.
Sure.
You know, look, I like looking at numbers and the last month, the season, breaking stuff down. But there are times, I do want to say, where I'm just going to go with my gut sometimes. I'm a big numbers guy, big stats guy. Anybody that follows me on Twitter knows that. But I think certain times you have to go with your gut.
The next one I have for you here, Roto Experts, who you got? Corey. Make the call for the final time this week. You have to do it right now. You've had all week to think about it. Seth Roberts versus Cordarrelle Patterson.
I'm going with Cordarrelle Patterson. He's the more talented player. I think he's the guy with the more big play upside ability. If you're playing either one of these guys, you're not looking for somebody with a safe floor. You're looking for somebody with a big ceiling, and that's Cordarrelle Patterson.
Matt?
I think Corey's right in everything that he said.
But
I think the architect is going to get the touchdowns. So, I mean, look, he's vultured many of Amari Cooper's touchdowns in the past. There's no Cooper. There's no Crabtree. Give me the architect.
A And there you go. So a lot of disagreement here at this table, and you make the call. So you go, the architect rather than going out of passion. You're not helping the people at all in this.
Well, regard. We're showing two sides of the coin.
You are. You're showing both sides. The problem is we need help. We need.
It's pretty much a coin toss. One for me.
That is a toss. That is.
I think what you see is. I think what you can learn from this is if we are talking about somebody and we're both like, no, we're not playing that guy. Screw that guy.
Yeah.
That, keep that guy out your lineup.
All right, let's do it.
Jimmy
next.
Marquise Goodwin over both.
Really?
Oh, yeah, no, I like that matchup.
You go with the Jimmy G.
Jimmy G
to Marquise G.
I mean, Marquise Goodwin's been he's been playing well. There's no Garcon. You got to think they're going to air it out a little here. I know it's a tough matchup on the road, but I like the chances of him getting behind the defense.
All right. Marvin Jones, MJJ. In a tough matchup versus Demaryius Thomas.
This is a tough call right here.
This is a tough call.
Finally.
I really want to say Demaryius Thomas, but I think I'm going to play Marvin Jones Jr. because he's just been too good. You know, he's just been too good. He's been Stafford's guy lately. I think, what is it, the last 2 weeks, and I'm not saying to bench Golden Tate. I would play him if I have him. Golden Tate total under 40 yards the last 2 weeks.
Not good.
That's no bueno.
That's no bueno. No bueno indeed. Corey?
Yeah, I'm going to go. This is probably the first time I've ever said this in my life, but I'm going to go with Marvin Jones Jr. The way that Marvin Jones Jr. is playing right now, he's definitely getting a ton of work. You got to like what he's doing as far as getting touchdowns. He's getting down the field also. So I got to go MJJ. MJJ, surprisingly, is getting it done.
Well, I think it's also, right, we're trying to predict touchdowns in a way with two guys that aren't exactly PPR monsters. And the last time Trevor Siemian threw a touchdown to Demaryius Thomas was was over a year ago.
Yeah. I mean, I do like Thomas in this matchup. I'm not saying he's getting a touchdown. I think he'll get the, 8 to 10 targets. Sanders gets a bump, too.
Absolutely.
This is a tough matchup for the Lions going on the road at Baltimore. You got a couple of really good.
Definitely.
That secondary is good. But, I mean, Marvin Jones, you saw what he did against the Vikings. I know that was at home, whatever, but he's just been too good. And Matthew Stafford's going to take shots.
He's going to take a shot, and he'll probably take it to MJJ. All right.
Oh, I mean, he's played against some other top secondaries this year.
Playing last week. Junior. Sure.
And he's getting it done.
Yes, he is.
I mean, look what he did against Pittsburgh. 6 for 128.
Wow. I mean, at some point, I know everybody wants to look at the cornerback, wide receiver matchups. And that's why I was saying, even if Lattimore plays, if I have Funchess, I'm still playing him.
Right.
Because he is the
the guy. He's the number one guy. Absolutely. Jerick McKinnon versus Duke Johnson. Corey, who you got? Let's make the call.
I got to go DJJ. I love Jerick McKinnon, and I think Jerick McKinnon is going to have a good game this week, especially going up against that Falcons situation, how they guard the running backs. But DJJ has been getting it done all season for me, so I'm going to go with DJJ, and I would like to thank you, Mr. Sussman, for putting me back on DJJ.
That wasn't me, so I won't take credit for it.
The team where I have DJJ is locked into the playoffs, getting ready for the stretch run.
DJJ has been one of the most consistent PPR.
There's another butt coming.
And I think the Chargers have given up, what, the fourth most?
Yes, really, sir.
You know, I'm playing him in a lot of leagues. I have him. I'm going with McKinnon here. I'm going for the upside against Atlanta. I think it's a McKinnon game, not a Murray game. That pass catching back versus Atlanta, I'm going for the upside.
It was you that talked me back in the DJJ.
No, it was not. You keep telling me this. Really? I was the one.
We were kind of talking about it. You were on him.
I was not. I don't ever want to be saying I was the one on him. Listen, he had a good season, but I wasn't. I didn't want Duke Johnson. I hated Duke Johnson. I was with you.
Florio disagrees.
I don't care about Florio.
Okay,
I was with you the whole way. Like, when I don't trust Johnson DJ thing.
So why did I get back on? I just keep remembering you talking up DJJ.
We just brought him up on. We brought him up on the show.
We read some info. To take him. We definitely did.
We did for sure. But I know ultimately I leaned in your direction. And I made fun of you when you drafted. Yeah. Like, you're doing this thing again. What is wrong with you?
No, I took him. I have him in one redraft, and I bought him in one auction.
See, I kept missing out on.
I think I bought him for like $7. That's crazy.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I kept missing.
Should have went for that.
Like, Tevin Coleman was like that 6th round player, yeah, or something. Mm-hmm. Or maybe early 7th at the latest. But I kept missing out on Coleman. And where I was going after that for pass catching backs was James White and Duke Johnson. Those were the two guys. I wanted at least one
and
two.
And they were huge on James White.
Or if I got both of them.
Huge on James White. It's obviously come back down to earth the second half.
But that's why I've been told everybody, you're going to want Rex Burkhead on your roster at some point this season.
So this week, who would you rather start, Rex Burkhead or Marshawn Lynch?
Burkhead.
Burkhead, easy.
I don't think it's that easy. Without Amari Cooper, without Michael Crabtree, against the Giants who suck.
You're right. It's not easy. I'd still go Burkhead.
I'm going Marshawn Lynch. He's hot right now.
Beast mode.
He had a great game, Lynch. Just, can he do it back-to-back weeks?
I think he can against the Giants.
Are they going to give him all those, you know?
I think they do. We have more of this, but I want to take your telephone calls as well. 844-843-6879. Lines are open right now for you. You make the call. We'll answer the call. It's the Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Are you in on Nelly?
When he was hot. Oh, yeah, when he was hot, the couple jams he had out on that first two albums or so. Even the third one.
This is
cool. St. Lunatics, yeah. Which one is this?
This is EI.
This is EI, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. This is a cool one right here. I'm trying to think. I knew a shorty that was in one of these videos.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, back in my you know,
prime.
No, I'm in my prime now.
Okay.
I'm talking about back in my youth. I'm just trying to think of, yeah, the EI video where they was in like a house party or something, or was that hot in here?
It was hot in here.
Okay,
that was a wild video. Yeah.
It's good times.
were you there?
No, I was not there.
That was young Billy D as opposed to middle aged Billy.
Yeah, exactly.
that was a wild time, that video. Matt Wojcicka, Corey Parsons, the fantasy executive. I want to take your calls and answer the calls here now at 844-843-6879. Let's go to Tony in Boston. What's up, Tony? Tony?
Yeah, it's 774. Hello, how you doing?
What's up, Tom? Fellas? How you doing, buddy?
Happy belated holidays. I'm still eating turkey.
Turkey
what
still?
What are these numbers going on in the back?
Yeah, what do you got? What do you have, mass transit or something, Tony?
No. I got a lot of activity around me here, but it's all good. It's all good. I got.
It's all good. You're making a damn call, Tony.
Listen,
we on
Tony,
the radio. You smart.
It's all
good.
Not all good. Text messages 774 here in nobody. Come on, dude.
All right, this is the deal. If I win this
cool
week,
video.
I'm in.
Winning,
if
you're
I'm
in.
Out,
okay.
If I lose, I'm out. So, I'm on a full point PPR.
How many teams?
And I 10.
Okay.
10 teams, and I need three receivers and a flex.
Oh boy.
And I'm gonna name my lineup here. You ready, fellas? You ready? I got Delanie Walker, I got Zach Ertz, I got Larry Fitzgerald, Hunter Henry, Demaryius Thomas, Golden Tate, and I have Juju and Westbrook.
All right, here we go. So he needs four of these dudes. Delanie Walker, Zach Ertz, Larry Fitzgerald, Hunter Henry, DT, Golden Tate, Juju Smith-Schuster, and DD Westbrook. Let me narrow it down for
DT
everybody.
DT and Westbrook go to sits.
Listen, Westbrook immediately gets knocked out. That's an easy one for me, right?
I'm knocking out Juju, too.
Juju gets immediately knocked out.
Why are you knocking out Juju so quick?
Because he's got other
options.
You got Tate, you got Fitzgerald, you got three tight ends I want to play on this team.
Juju's going to get knocked out of this too easily. So let's knock out Juju.
Yeah, he's coming off the hand.
And I'm going to knock out DT also. I'm not going to choose DT.
Ultimately. Yeah, I'm not choosing DT over Fitzgerald.
All right, so there you go. So now I have five names for four spots. We did that quickly. That was great. Good job, Warren. Good work, gentlemen.
You're a good host.
Thank you. Delanie Walker, Zach Ertz, Larry Fitzgerald, Hunter Henry, Golden Tate. So let me continue knocking out. You're definitely playing Golden. You're definitely playing Delanie Walker.
Yes.
That's one.
I don't know.
You're not.
I don't know if I'm definitely
playing. Against Houston. The one guy you could trust in Tennessee is Delanie Walker.
You're right. Delanie Walker.
All right, so you're playing Delanie Walker. That's one.
I just don't like the way Mariota's playing.
I understand, but he's going to throw to somebody. But the only one you can trust is Delanie.
I would think that Mariota's quarterback rating and passes thrown to him. To Delanie Walker is probably high.
Probably so. All right, so that's one. We're definitely playing Zach Ertz, obviously. That's two.
It's terrible that you got to sit Hunter Henry.
You don't have to.
Oh, does he have flex spots?
Well, I assume so, because it's one tight end and flex spots, yeah. So now we get down to last three. Golden Tate, Hunter Henry, Larry Fitzgerald.
It's hard for me to sit Fitzgerald and Tate. I know Tate, as I mentioned, the last 2 weeks, he had a really solid month. In the last 2 weeks, he's petered off, but it's still Golden Tate. It's just still a PPR. Henry versus the Browns is like that Giants run. It is. I mean, the tight end, but you have Ertz and you have Walker. Ertz, you can't sit. So Ertz is definitely in. I think I got to go Walker over Henry because I know Walker's production is more consistent.
Yep.
So give me those two tight ends. Give me the two wide receivers.
I'm going to take the two tight ends. I'm going to set it up just like Matt.
Yeah, I agree with you as well.
It's painful to sit Hunter Henry this week,
Very much so. Golden Tate, Larry Fitzgerald, Zach Ertz, Delanie Walker. Those are the four guys you're going to want in there. All right, so there you go. 844-843-6879. We'll answer your call as we make the call. We're going to continue on. I got a question on Twitter in a make the call kind of fashion. Who would you guys rather start this week, Corey Parson, Sammy Watkins, or D.D. Westbrook? Sammy Watkins going head-to-head with Patrick Peterson.
Westbrook. This is a 16-team league?
Yeah, it's a 12-team league. His team's just not very good.
This shouldn't be an option this time of year between these two players. I can't really trust Sammy Watkins in Week 13 going up against P-Double. So I'm going to go with the Westbrook kid. I mean, the Westbrook kid did have 10 targets last week. So maybe you see more of that. Maybe you want to see him get involved in the offense a little bit more. So I'm going to go with the Westbrook kid.
All signs point, Westbrook, he had the 10 targets, but that was part of the reason he got 10 targets is Lee was on
PP and Lee.
But PP is also now on Watkins, though. So it's like...
Yeah, no, that is true. I mean, I'd probably recommend the Westbrook, but I would play Watkins. We all know that.
Can you guys start any Seattle running back? I know we do this all the time.
No, I don't fool with those dudes.
Even Mike Davis kind of looked good.
I mean, it's not a good matchup for him.
It's not.
The reason I would play Mike Davis, it seems like they are committed to him as the running back.
Yes.
And as long as they get in that green zone, he's probably going to get a couple of shots.
Okay.
It's Mike Davis versus who, though?
Let me give you another one. Here we go. Jay Ajayi versus LeGarrette Blount, Matt.
Jay Ajayi. Oh, I'm sorry.
You can go first if you want.
Yeah, you can go first.
Jay Ajayi?
Yeah, I'm going Jay Ajayi. I understand that, you know, the targets and the touches. I'm going to go with the more talented player with the better shot at busting off the big play. Now you're saying, well, you can't rely on the big play. Well, he's busting off the big play every week. So it's something that they're doing that's right, that they know they can hit it on that play.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't want to start either of these two backs this week versus Seattle's run defense is still strong. That secondary is a shell of itself. But I'm like Corey. Everything says go with Blount, the touches and all that. But I'm going to take the talent of Ajayi.
All right, there you go, the talent of Ajayi. I think it's so annoying because obviously Jay Ajayi was...
If Jay Ajayi didn't fumble last week, we're looking at him a little different. We're still going to say it was a big play.
Yes, absolutely.
People's mindset would be a little different.
Totally, but the number of snaps you saw from LeGarrette Blount is what scares me. Just so many carries and so many snaps there.
I agree. This, for me, it's a talent-based thing. I just really rather not play either one. I'm hoping I got a better choice. I'm hoping I have a Deion Lewis I can roll out there.
Right.
I'm playing Duke Johnson over both of these guys.
I agree with that, but you may be in a position you have to play one of them. That's all. Corey Parson, Danny Woodhead or Devontae Booker?
He hasn't left the game yet.
No.
I'm going to go Danny Woodhead.
Wow, look at that. We did it.
Woodhead for life.
Well, anyway. Come on, that was an easy one for you. 844-843-6879. You make the call. Remember, go to RotoExperts.com/DKMS. We want you to help stop those or help those that have blood cancer by donating bone marrow. You swab your cheeks, you send it in to the people at DKMS. They handle the rest. They match you up with somebody. Process is very easy. It doesn't hurt a lick. So please, given the holiday season, people need help. You can do it by swabbing your cheeks and going to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. We're also here to help you. We're trying to send someone to the Super Bowl. Corey and Matt already have. We're trying to do it again by you winning a DFS contest at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. There is a link. You click the link. You go to the DFS website. You participate in a free roll. You play the free roll, and ultimately, if you win any of the first 16 weeks, you qualify for week 17. You win week 17, you enter the Super Bowl. How about that? It's all thanks to our friends at DKMS, so please check it out. rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Guys, a full slate of games here in week number 13. I wanted to highlight a few with some major fantasy implications that maybe have gone a bit underlooked throughout this week. And that brings me to Los Angeles.
I see something interesting right quick.
Go ahead.
Tennessee Titans running back Derrick Henry. This is narrative-based right here. He has lost three close members of his family to cancer on Sunday. He'll play with their names on his cleats.
There you go. Get him in the end zone.
There you go.
Get him in the end zone.
Yeah. I know it's narrative thing, but, you know, players look at stuff like this.
I wanted to point out, like I said, some under-reported or under-talked about things that we've had on the show, and that is involving this Charger versus Browns game. We talked a lot about Hunter Henry and Duke Johnson here this week, certainly Josh Gordon and Corey Coleman too. But for the Chargers, who have been one of the hotter teams in the NFL, certainly their offense, Keenan Allen's been scorching hot. Tyrell Williams played well last week.
He's a thing again.
So this week, this is why I bring it up. So this week against the Browns, can you go back to the well with Tyrell Williams?
I think you can, and here's why. Mike Williams is banged up. He's got a bad knee. So his opportunities, his snaps will increase. He's playing the Browns. Travis Benjamin, who I like a lot, but he's pretty much become that. We'll take a deep shot with him like once a game. So I did write Tyrell Williams off, but due to Mike Williams injuring this knee and stuff, he's back on the radar. And against his Browns, look, if you're desperate, you got to put a flex in there.
Week 11, 82% of the snaps. Week 12, 88% of the snaps. He is a part of the offense. Well, once again, Tyrell Williams not really getting the heavy target share, but you know they're going to take a shot with him.
Yeah, there you go. 844-843-6879. Florio, let's get this call in here. Let's go to Sean in Brooklyn. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Good morning.
What's up, Sean?
I got a problem. It's a good problem, but it's still a problem. I sat Cousins last night to go with Rivers and Allen.
Oh, that's fine.
And now I need a wide receiver and a flex.
You got 10 seconds, bud.
And I got Fitz, I got Tate, and I got Tyreek Hill.
Who's the last
Tyreek
one?
Tyreek Hill.
All right, Fitz, Tate, Tyreek Hill. Give me two out of those three.
I want Tyreek Hill in there, and I'm probably going to go Fitz.
Tate and Hill.
Tate and Hill sits Fitz. All right, there you go. We'll take a break. We'll close the laptops. Is Mike lying? I defend my championship. Next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. If you're watching on TV, get ready. I am intense. I am freaking out. It's showtime. This is Mike Lying. And everything's changed, Matt, because I'm now sitting in this position, so like the order of everything's changed.
That's right.
It's very confusing. It's very confusing what I'm supposed to do, so I don't know. One less person here now. Very exciting. Corey and I went to double overtime last week. We're gonna try to do. Yeah, I mean, it's not good.
I will rectify that.
You will rectify it this week. Well, good luck, Mike Florio. Has been in our ear all day. Did a fantastic job producing. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I would like to know if you're not watching television. Matt Wadigan was pointing at my computer, made sure he went down. I usually use it for the time, but now, and now that he's not a winner, he needs to make sure there's no other advantages. Fleur, how is this? Any questions? Is it full of good questions today?
Yeah, all the questions, though, were before last night's game.
Okay.
So that's the one caveat.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to start. Matt Modica is going to lead us off. I will choose him to go first. You can hit the music, and away we go.
Well done, Florida.
That's awesome.
You're the champ, so.
I am the champ. You can play that all the whole show. I could care less. There we go.
All right. You ready?
Let's do it.
Question one. Todd Gurley has the highest percentage of a team's carries inside the red zone.
False.
False.
Make it false three ways and round.
It is false. He has 71.7, but three running backs
okay.
have more.
Percentage inside the red zone.
I'm going to go with Carlos Hyde.
Incorrect.
I'm going to go with Le'Veon Bell.
Correct. He is number one.
I'm going to go with... that was my answer.
Sorry.
It's all good. I will take the next running back. I will go with Shady McCoy.
Incorrect.
One more turnaround, boys.
Mark Ingram.
Incorrect.
Ooh, that's going to be a big answer for me. That's just not right. I'm going to go with... Sorry. That's not right. Jonathan Stewart.
Incorrect. Cam Newton probably...
That's a good point, too, yeah.
This is a tough one right here.
Oh, that's a good answer, too.
I'm going to go with Melvin Gordon.
Correct.
Nice. Was the third one? I was going to say Jordan Howard.
Oh, that's
third
good.
Third one is the guy that you guys spoke about most this week.
Kareem Hunt?
Yes.
Wow. Your guy. One for Corey. I'm sorry, two for Corey, two for Greg, one for Matt. Question number two.
Since week 8, so over the last month, Le'Veon Bell is not a top 5 running back in standard leagues.
It's top 5 running back in standard leagues since week 8. I will say that is false.
Is not.
He's not a top 5 running back since week 8.
In standard leagues.
In standard.
Over the course of the last month. I'm going to agree with that statement.
So you believe it's true?
I believe it's true.
I'm going to say true as well.
It is true. Mm. So we have Corey takes the lead,
yeah.
And in standard, he is RB10 over the last 4 weeks. In PPR, he is RB5.
Yeah. All right, there you go. All right, Corey's up one as we head to question number three.
Jack Doyle leads all tight ends in separation yards. So basically the yards.
Here we go with the culturally biased
question.
That
is some question. Wait, so what is this?
It's the yards, like when your defender lines up one-on-one.
Right.
How much space you create.
It's your question.
The next-gen NFL stats.
Stupid.
It's not.
How does it help a fantasy owner?
Because it shows you if their guys are getting open or not.
That's a good answer.
I mean, it shows if the guys are getting open. Does it show if the quarterback throwing the football?
We know Jack Doyle is the football thrown to him.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, I don't see how that helps the fantasy owner.
Just answer true or false.
Repeat the question, please.
You know the question.
I wanted him to repeat the damn question.
Jack Doyle leads all tight ends in separation yards.
False.
I'm going to say true.
False.
It is false. Three tight ends average more.
Corey?
Is there qualifying as far as routes run?
All three of these guys are guys who at some point this season were fantasy relevant.
Okay. At some point this season was fantasy relevant. It's a clue right there.
It's you. I'll go Jordan Reed.
False.
Oh, he's the most athletic.
Exactly
one.
What I thought, yeah.
Hunter Henry.
No.
Travis Kelce.
No.
Wow, that's interesting. Travis Kelce didn't make that list. Tight ends that create separation yards. Tight ends that get open.
I have a good answer.
As you said, everybody said it's David, but they've been fantasy relevant at some point this year.
two answers.
I'm going to go with my man, Making America Great Again.
No.
Evan Ingram?
No.
That's a good one. Creating separation yards. Oh, so I had an answer. Now I want to change it because I like Corey's guess. I want to go O.J. Howard.
That's what I was going to say.
No.
Wow.
The three are Austin Hooper,
okay,
Ed Dixon, and Vernon Davis.
He said they've all been fantasy relevant. You say Ed Dixon been fantasy relevant besides one
game,
week?
Yeah. That was a weak-ass question.
All right.
Question number four.
According to Uberfacts, a study found that basketball players shooting free throws are unaffected by the crowd, while baseball pitchers perform worse when booed.
Ooh.
True.
Ooh, that's very interesting.
That is interesting.
That's very interesting. I'm going to say that's false.
I'm going to go true.
It is true.
Damn.
So if you go to a baseball game, boo the opposing pitcher.
There you go. What a scorer's floor. I think.
Boo! You don't have
Corey's
to boo.
Perfect.
You don't have to boo Matt Harvey.
Hey, Corey's perfect right now.
Corey's got five, and yep. Matt and Greg got three apiece.
All right, Corey.
He's going to suck regardless.
Corey's
Matt
got
Harvey.
a two-point lead. Question number five.
According to Fantasy Pros, Eric Ebron has been a tight end one since week 8.
True.
Eric Ebron's been a top 12 tight end
this
since
month.
Week 8.
Yeah, last month.
PPR or standard?
Ooh, good answer.
This was standard.
In a standard. False.
I'm going to say true.
Corey loses ground.
Wow.
Apparently he's tied with Zach Ertz for tight end 9.
Oh my standard. God. What a disaster. All right, Corey up 1 over Matt and myself. A good game going. Question number 6.
You guys aren't going to like this question.
Oh no.
Alshon Jeffrey averages the fewest separation yards. So he creates the least amount of space.
He's a tight end.
Defender.
I would say that's false.
A lot of players in the NFL.
False.
There's just so many players, I have to say false.
I really wanted to say true.
Same.
You're all wrong.
It is true. Damn. Wow.
The average is 1.7 yards of separation.
He's so fat.
That's not nice.
That's because he's a tight end.
He's a tight end.
Yeah.
He's a tight end. Corey.
I should have got that one.
We all knew it. Corey's up 1.
I would have said Dez Bryant.
No, that's true. Question
Dez
number 7,
not
please.
Not too far behind him, though.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Brown was the most targeted player in week 12.
Ooh.
Was the most targeted player in week 12.
So long ago now.
I will say false.
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 It is false, so you all got a point there. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4 players had more.
Who's first? Who's first?
Matt.
Okay.
Julio Jones?
He was number 1. He had 15 targets.
Le'Veon Bell.
He is also
good
correct.
Good one, Greg.
His running back had more than Antonio Brown.
DeAndre Hopkins.
That is incorrect.
Davante Adams.
That is incorrect.
Oh, that was big. Oh, man. Who had a crap load of targets last week? It was so long ago. It's so annoying. I will go with Zach Ertz.
Incorrect.
That's a good one.
Mm. Yeah, 10 catches, too.
Oh man, hold on. You know we talked about him this morning.
You should get this. If you think it back.
Relax.
Matt's
who
out here helping.
Who was talking about this morning?
A lot of players, to be honest with you.
Austin Eckler.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
Hold on. It's a dude I don't really like.
Okay.
Oh man, I can't think of son name.
Oh yeah.
I can think of son name.
Marquise Lee.
D.D. Westbrook.
Both incorrect.
Marvin Jones.
Marvin Jones is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
One Corey definitely should have got. Keenan Allen.
Wow. Oh. It was Thursday. It was
and so far,
the
yeah.
other was Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, wow. 13 targets.
That's right. That's right.
I should have.
So, just so you guys know, it's a three-way tie.
Wow.
I knew this was going to happen.
Three-way tie with question number 8 upon us.
According to Uberfacts, All I Want for Christmas Is You earns Mariah Carey about $1 million in royalties every Christmas.
False.
Greg answered that one too quick for me not to go his direction. I'm going to go false.
I think it's actually more. I'm going to say false.
I think it's more. Yeah.
You are all right, but for the wrong reason. It's only $500,000.
Oh. I was convinced it was more. That's why I immediately said yes.
It's probably her best song ever.
Flory, how much time we have left here?
Under a minute.
Under a minute. So, you want to answer one more or you want to pause here?
It's up to you.
All right, how hard is the question?
Let's, yeah.
I guess we should wait.
All right, we're going to wait. We're going to wait this out. We have a three-way tie going into the final two questions of Is Mike Lying. I'm trying to defend my championship. I'm very nervous. I'm very nervous. I got through the last Uber question, so that's good. And now, Corey Parson will lead us off when we come back from break. Two questions to go. Is Mike Lyon? Very, very exciting stuff here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. By the way, Corey, what's coming up next on The Frenzy?
Coming up next on The Frenzy, Michael Rathburn to join the program. We'll get our DKMS lineup set for this week. We'll recap Thursday Night Football. We'll go game by game, and we'll also talk about some things you got to take care of in your league around this time of year as far as teams that are not playing well and how they drop out. Should you be contacting these owners to set their lineup this week?
I think it's a great question. I'm excited to hear what you guys talk about coming up in just a little bit on The Frenzy. Is Mike Lyon wraps up as we do the week here in the Roto Experts right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
All right, final five of the program. Jake Seely aboard. Jakey, what's going on?
What's going on, Greg?
Not much, man. I'm trying to win this game. I'm going to close my laptop so Matt doesn't think I'm cheating. Two questions to go. Tie game across the board. Fantasy executive has question number 9. Let's do it, Mike Florio.
Jimmy Graham is the only player with 35% or more of a team's red zone targets.
Jimmy Graham is the only player with 35% or more of a team's red zone target. I'm going to take the field. I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false. Take the field as well.
It is false. One player.
That's why I thought one player.
Is there.
One guy. Can you get it, Corey? Matt needs to tie it back up.
Is there any position that's tied to that one player?
Am I allowed?
No.
Okay. Oh. All right. All right. That was a unanimous no. Red zone targets, one player. Red zone
more
targets.
Than 35%.
More than 35% of the team's red zone targets. I am going to say Melvin Gordon.
No.
Cooper Kupp.
No.
Dez Bryant.
No.
Oh, that was a good one. All right, so that's our first time around.
First time around. One more time to go.
Red zone targets.
I want to guess.
Jake, you can't guess. It's the middle of the game. Sorry. We can bring you.
If you all get it wrong, I want to guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so I will. My second guess at this is going to be Mohamed Sanu.
No.
Todd Gurley.
No.
That was a good one.
Zach Ertz.
No.
Oh. All right.
All right, Jake. What's your guess?
Devontae Adams. He's good.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Nice job, Jake.
38.8% for Adams.
All right, nice job, Jake. Question number 10. Matt Modica needs it. He's down one.
I thought it was Grammy. 14 targets inside the 10, 7 touchdowns.
It wasn't. All right, here we go.
No player has over 41% of their team's targets inside the 10-yard line.
What?
You culturally biased question.
I said no player has over 41% of their targets inside the 10-yard line.
This is for me. I'm first.
No player has more than 41% of the team's targets inside the 10.
This is the red zone. This is inside the 10 now.
So no player has more than 41%. False.
Well, we can tie, leave a tie and let Matt see if Matt hops back in it. Or I can go for the W.
You can do that. It's up to you.
Can we repeat the question?
No player has more than 41% of the team's targets inside the red zone, 10-yard line.
False.
It is false. Two players have more than 41%.
Jimmy Graham?
Jimmy Graham is incorrect.
Wow!
He was third. He's the third highest on this list.
Man, that'd be stupid. I'm just going to say Devonta Adams. Yeah.
Incorrect.
All
right. Yeah, I don't know how it's not Jimmy Graham. I'm looking at all these stats.
Inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
Todd Gurley.
No.
One more time around. Matt needs it to guarantee himself a spot in overtime, which will take place in the frenzy again.
Good, because I have another guess.
I'm going to go off the board. Rob Gronkowski.
No.
I'm going to just stick with my guesses, man. I'm gonna go with Zach Ertz.
No.
Targets inside the 10-yard line.
You get this? You get this? You win.
All right. Targets inside the 10-yard line for the W. All right, targets inside the 10-yard line
for
the W.
Oh, I know who it is. I know who it is.
You got 10 seconds, dude.
I'm going to go Dez Bryant.
DeAndre Hopkins.
We have a winner.
It's Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant and ASJ.
I went with the wrong guy. The winner is Corey Parks. The frenzy's up next.
Dez Bryant.